Let's say this is telling them achlokes tanoim. We learn like this: ha nichnas leretz amim b'sheida teva migdol. If somebody goes into Eretz Amin outside Eretz Yisrael, you go in there in a box or in a sheida teva migdol, a box or a chest or in a migdol, a tower. So the kitza, you're not over the ground itself. You're not in the oil of a mace. You're on top of the mechitza. So Rebbe Metam, Rebbe says, still you're tamei. For Rebbe Yisrael, Rebbe Yehuda Metayer. Yisrael says, no, you're Torah in this case. So my love, isn't it, that's the machlokes. Rebbe Sava Mishum Avira. Rebbe holds that Eretz Amim is tamei is the air. You don't have to be on top of the ground, on top of the mace. Even if you're on top of a chest, that the chest itself is a mechitza between the ground and you, still you're tamei. Because the Rabbanim Magoiz are on the air, on the Avira. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Sava Mishum Gusha. He also know the Rabbanu were only guys there. If you're only on top of the ground itself, they said the ground is like a mace. So here, if you're on top of the chest, since the chest is a mechitza that stops the tumah from going up, you'll be tor. So that's the machlokes Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. So Mara says, no, maybe no. I'll tell you the Kuli Yama Mishum Gusha. It could be everybody holds really the Gzera is Mishum Gusha. They made the Gzera on the ground itself. If so, then the question is on the ground itself. So why does Rebbe say Yitamei? Look who we're here. You're on top of a chest, so the chest itself is like a mechitza. It's the division between you and the ground. So if you only made Xera on the gush on the ground is like a mace, whenever you have a mechitza above the mace and you're on top of the mechitza, you should be tor. So why does Rebbe then say Yitamei over here? I'll tell you that Masover Oyel Zoruk Shimei Oyel. The Svof and Rebbe is, we're talking about now, this shade of this box is moving. You're like through it. So since it's moving, that's the machlokes. When a box is moving, is it called an oil or not? That Rebbe holds loy shimei oil. Something that's flying like an airplane, it's not called an oil, it's not called a mechitza. So therefore, something that's moving doesn't have a shem mechitza on it. So therefore, it's considered like if you're going through Eretz Hamim, even though you're on top of the box. Since the box is moving, it's not like a mechitza, so it's sitting like you're on top of the ground. Therefore, Rebbe says, you are tamei. Rebbe Yosef Yehuda says, no, you're tor, because even though the mechitza is moving, it's still called a mechitza. All right, turn over. So maybe that's the machlokes. But both of them hold the tumor is only on the gush, only on the ground of the Eretz Amim. And the other machlokes is, whether oil, when it's throwing, when it's moving, is it called an oil or not? It's a shell of an airplane. It's more the shell stock can be, if a plane can travel an airplane, we have a mace on the bottom. Right, We learned. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Weimer. Teva, she malaya kelim. If you have a teva, a box, that's full of kelim, v'zokra pnei ha-meis, and you threw it on top of the meis b'yoyim, his taka does become tamei. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds, it's metayer, because he holds why, because he holds the oil zorak is shmei oil. So Rotakash, here we say not like that. Here we say, Rabbi Yosef says, if you have a teva that's full of kelim, that you zokra pnei ha-meis b'yoyim is tamei. So the chur why? If you tell me that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds, that when an oil is moving, it's still called an oil. That's why before he said, you're tor, so why over here did the kelim become tamei? The chur, when the oil is moving, it should still be called an oil, it should still be called. Now here it says clearly, though, v'yimhoysu menachas, but if the box was staying still, then tahira. So you see just the opposite. Here you see that when the box stands still, it's called a mechitza. Then the kelim inside it is tor. But when the box is moving, though, it's not called a mechitza. So you see, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda himself holds that a box that's moving, that's flying, is not called a mechitza. So v'zayi shakasha before then. So why does he say then that it's tor? So Mor says, Ela, I'll tell you like this, that Ela the kula yama mishum avira. Could be, no, everybody holds taka that the tum is even upon the avir. As long as you're in the air of the Eretz Amim, you become tummy. So then the question is, why does Rabbi Yosef Yehuda say it's tor? The chur here, if you go into a box, and you're in Eretz Amim, I don't care if there's an oil there, even if you want to say it's called an oil. But the Maisi, you're in the Avir of Eretz Amim. So why does he say Yitor? And Befrat, the proof we just brought, that the Yosef Yehuda holds, when the box is moving, it's not called an oil. So it's not called an oil. Why are you Torah? The Torah is like this. That's the Yosef Yehuda Svara. The Rabbanim will go as if you're just in the ear of Eretz Hamim, you become Tomei. But that's a normal way of being in the ear. But if you're in a box that somebody threw you through it, they threw you into this and they caught you, brought you back, that's not Shchiach. So this Rabbanim didn't make the Gzeira. That's the swan of Yosef Yehuda. Havada really is called you in the Yav and you should have been Tomei. Just this is a case that's not Shchiach, it's like Gozer by Rabbanim. And Rebbe holds no, the Rabbanim still made the Gzeira. So we're coming out so far, everybody holds that the Lachri is the Matama, the Avi alone. The fact you're in the air, even though you're not over the ground itself, still your tummy. Yeah. Sover, Afagad Lashchichi, Gozer by Rabbanim. Rebbe holds no, even though it's not so Shchiach to be in a moving box, still the Rabbanim made Gzeira. Because the more of a Tani would learn like this. Hanich Nas Leretz Amin. Somebody goes in Teretz Amin, outside Eretz Yisrael. Bishayd the Teva Migdal is going in there through a flying box on the chest. Is Tor. He's talking Tor. That is the proof that you see a Tor. The crying of a Svin of Yiskura Tomei. But if he's in a carriage, or in a boat, or in a ship, he's Tomei. What's the difference? Because we're both in a Mamonashach. You're both in a, if Yehud Avir is Tomei, both cases you're in the Avir. So what should be the difference? So this is the proof. That if you're in a box, a flying box, that's not shchir, that doesn't happen often. So since to be in a flying box, a flying chest, it's not an often thing to happen, the Rabbanan didn't make it zero. Mashaykin, if you're in a carriage, or you're in a svina, that's normal to travel in a ship, or to travel in a carriage, there, even though it's moving, still you become tamei, because the mice, you're in the avir. The boy is similar to it, like this. Hocho shema yaitzi reishiv rubai l'shem pligi. I tell you like over here, but the machlekes over here is, we're afraid maybe you put your head outside. That's the machlek, that's the shal over here. That's it. That's the, yeah. We're afraid now, the true, that maybe you put your head outside. That's why the coin of a swin iskru attacking your tummy. Because it could be maybe you only tummy mishum gusha, this last thing. Could be only because you have to be over the ground itself. The avrilo maybe is tor. If so, what's the difference between being in a teva or being in a crane, in a carriage or in a svina? The Torah says, on these things we're afraid, maybe you'll stick your head outside. And then you become Tommy. Then it's called you're over the mace itself. For Tanya, proof in this is, and we're not afraid you'll stick your head out. Only if you stick your head out mamish, then you become Torah. But when the other cases of the Korean, a carriage, or a Svin of Iskriko, there it's more Shchiyah to stick your head out. There, Taka, the reason why it's Tomei is because you have this Zera, maybe you'll stick your head outside. That's why it's Tomei. Yeah. That's how you said, this is the proof, Mechlal, from this Brisa, the Korean, when you're in a carriage, or you're in the ship, Tomei, Afa Pishle Haitzi Reisha Rubai. Even though you didn't put your head outside yet. Why? The Nikola lights in the crown of a Svina. Because it's Shriach to put your head outside. So there's the Rabbanim or Geyser that maybe you put your head outside. And then you'd be over the ground itself. So even though now you're in the ship, you're in the carriage, and there's a Mechitza on Badin, which really should stop the Tumah. But still we say there's a Geyser, maybe you put your head outside. This Teretz Gemara we're going now, everybody holds, it's only Mishum Gusha Gozru. That the Rabbanim were only Gozru on the Gush on the ground itself. And therefore, really, Shei the Teva Migdal Yator. Because it's an oil. And we're going now, they hold oil Zorik is Shimei oil. And the only Machlaikis is here, do you have the Gzerim, maybe you'll stick a head outside or not. That's no Gzerim. Alright, we'll stop here. You hold them daf nun hei yom ralef by the two dots. Mishnah says, umaschel omeina. Hey, so after you finish these tumis, that the Mishnah says a nozir is not megaleich, a nozir does not become tomei to be soyser as nazirus, but he became tomei, so when he finishes the tumah, right away he starts counting, continue counting. So, Amar Rav Chizda, lo yishon uela b'nazirus muetis.
is only if you have a small amount of Nazirus. It means you only mekabel 30 days worth of Nazirus. Ava b'Nazirus meruba. But if you have a long Nazirus, you mekabel to be a nazir, let's say for 100 days, then nislek nami salkin. Then these days that you were tamei even include, are included in the days you have to count. So I tell you, says it means umaslan moine miyat kishenita moine lamakim shivsik. It says that when you get finished becoming Torah, you have to continue counting, because the days when you are Mitzara, those days are not included in the Yemei Nazirus. So on this, Rav Chisda says, it's only if you only mekabel 30 days. If you mekabel in the Nazirus of 30 days, then the halacha is when you finish your Tumas Mitzaras, you have to take a haircut. So since you have to take a haircut, you're going to have to wait now another 30 days until you can continue your Nazirus, until you can finish your Nazirus. Because the halacha is when you finish your days of Nazirus, you have to take a haircut. And you can't take one when you have less than 30 days worth of hair. So therefore, if you only have a small Nazirus 30 days, so true, when you finish your Mitzvah, you have to still wait another 30 days until you have the long hair. But let's say your Nazirus is to be 100 days. You have to be a Nazir for 100 days. So let's say you counted 20 days already, and then you became a Mitzvah. You're a Mitzvah now, let's say even for 10, 15 days. When you finish your Mitzvahs, so it's considered like you have now 35 days, and you just continue on counting till you get to 100. That's Rav Chisda's Chiddush. That if you have a long Nazirus to count, then even the days that you have Tumas Mitzvahs, it's Oila, it's included in the count. Like even though when you get finished with your Tumas Mitzaras, you have to take a haircut, it's a mitzvah. And that mitzvah is doicha the lav of a nazir. Still we say when you finish taking your haircut, but you only counted 45 days so far, let's say, you still have to count 100 days. So since you still have another 30 days to go, you'll have enough hair at the end to take your haircut, l'shem nazirus. So that's what Chizdus Chiddush. That if you have Tumas Mitzaras on you, and it's a long Nazirus, so then the days that you are Tomei, they're Oila, they're included in the count of the days you need for your Nazirus. And this Gemara says, Moser Rav Sharvia. Rav Sharvia has a kashra on this. It says, Maschil Lomoyne Miyad, V'yein Mevatel Be'mes HaKoydmin. It says what? It's a Charlotte. Some say that's the Mishnah we just had. That it says what? That when you finish your Tumas Mitzaras, so it says, Maschil Amoinim Miyad, you start counting right away, but it says, V'yein Mevatel Be'mes HaKoydmin, you do not lose the first days that you counted. Mashma, that what? That the days that you are Tomei are not included. They don't help. It's only that when you finish your Mitzaras, you don't have to start all the way over again. You could just continue from where you left off. That's what's Mashma from the Mishnah. So Gemara asks, according to Rav Chisda, B'mai, in which case does our Mishnah say, when you finish your Tumas Mitzaras, now you continue on counting the days of Nazirus? What are we talking about? Ilayim of Nazirus Muetes, if you want to tell me, we're talking about that you only mekabel to be a Nazir for 30 days. So first you counted 15 days. Then you became Tumim with Mitzaras. 10 days later you become Tahor. Now when you become Tahor after those 10 days, you have to take a haircut. So since you have to take a haircut, when can you then start counting like your Nazirus to finish your Nazirus? You're going to have to wait another 30 days. You can't say you just continue on counting. Like you counted 15 days before, you can't say now just count another 15. Because since you just took a haircut for your Mitzaras, you can't take another haircut for the Nazir until you have 30 days worth. So for the Gemara, Leimah and Nazirus Muatas, Kaboyi Gidul Sayer. You're going to have to wait another 30 days until your hair grows back anyway. So what do you mean to say that you continue from where you left off? It's not true. You first counted 15 days. Then you became a Mitzvah. And 10 days later, you have to take a haircut. When you finish taking your haircut, Mitzvahs, now that you go back to count your Nazirus, you're going to have to count now another 30 days. Because you can't stop just 15 days later. You don't have enough hair on your head to take a haircut. So Pshitif was another Nazirus Muetes Avad, you can't continue counting, but you have to like start over again a new 30 days.